I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, the Federal Reserve meets starting tomorrow to take the economy's temperature and blood pressure and decide if it needs any treatment in the form of changes to interest rates. These folks have been raising the cost of borrowing since late 2015 to normalize interest rates from their weirdly low post-crisis levels and to keep the economy from overheating. But now the Fed faces the other problem, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Several measures of inflation have fallen since last year to below 2%, the Fed's target for maintaining stable prices. Analyst Tom Essay at Seven's report says Fed officials are worried consumers will begin to expect deflation and stop spending.
If I think buying a house will be cheaper in a month, it doesn't really matter what the price of houses are now or even if you cut price, because I'm convinced it will be cheaper in a month, so I wait.
The Fed's standard tool for this is to lower interest rates, but Essay says it hasn't worked very well.
The Fed is very good at defeating inflation. I don't think they've figured out how to spur inflation.
Now, prices are going up on imports because of escalating tariffs on Chinese goods, says Paul Ashworth at Capital Economics.
That'll certainly push up inflation.
But he predicts that effect will be limited because we produce a lot of what we consume domestically. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.